This is a listening practice test that resembles the International English Language Testing System listening test. The test consists of four sections. Answer the questions as you listen to the recording. Note that the recording will be played once only. Please turn to section 1. Section 1. Annie is an overseas student who has just enrolled at the University of Lancaster. Her friend Clive meets her on enrollment day. Look at the example in questions 1 and 2. For each question, four pictures are given. Decide which picture best matches what you hear on the tape, and circle the letter indicating the correct location. First, you have some time to look more carefully at questions 1 and 2. Now, listen to the conversation between Annie and Clive, and answer questions 1 and 2.
Hi, Annie. I see you've just enrolled.
Oh, hi, Clive. Yes, it didn't take long. How was it for you?
Don't worry about me, because I've re-enrolled for another year. I don't have to be here until this afternoon, but I thought I'd come along and help.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Clive. Maybe you could help me with this elective class timetable. It's for students who need more English practice, like me.
Of course. Tell me about it.
It's on Mondays, and I have to choose which timetable is best for me. There are 6 to choose from. Here, take a look.
Oh, I see. Well, what do you need?
I need everything, but especially conversation practice.
Well, do you want to go to the conversation class in the morning or afternoon?
I think the morning would be best for me.
Fine, so grammar and conversation classes in the morning.
Grammar? Oh, I can't stand studying grammar.
Well, in that case, writing and conversation in the morning, followed by pronunciation and reading in the afternoon.
I don't think my pronunciation is too bad. Do you?
No, pronunciation is one of your strongest points.
Yes, but I do need to improve my vocabulary.
If you attend the vocabulary class in the afternoon, you should study grammar in the morning. How is your listening ability?
I always need more listening practice.
Very well then, your best choice would be to attend the grammar, writing, and conversation classes in the morning, followed by the reading and listening classes in the afternoon.
Do I have to take grammar?
Well, yes, if you are serious about improving your writing.
Yes, I suppose you are right. Which class is first in the morning?
Grammar. How is your reading, Annie?
Oh, I'm still a bit slow. Yes, I think I will study grammar. Writing and conversation in the morning.
Followed by reading and listening in the afternoon. Good choice. Now, is there anything else you need to do?
Let's see. I have to give this form to the English department tomorrow.
Do you have any classes today?
There is a special introductory English class for foreign students later this morning.
Oh, right. It's 9:30 now. What time is the class?
We have to be at the auditorium at 11 a.m.
Since we have time now, let's go to the student center.
Okay, let's go.
Clive and Annie continue their conversation at the student center. Choose the most suitable answers given for each of the questions numbered 3 to 7. First, you have some time to look at the questions. Now, listen to the conversation and answer questions 3 to 7.
Clive, how many years have you been studying at the college?
This is my second year. Tell me, what is it you're studying again? Computer programming, isn't it?
Yes, I worked as a computer programmer after I graduated from university in China.
I suppose you are already very good at it.
Well, I have already worked for 5 years in the computer field.
Right. Well then, here is the student center.
Wow, it's so huge.
It should be. Our campus enrolls 600 students and has 55 on the staff.
Oh, look. There's some information about clubs.
I'm already a member of the chess and stamp collecting club. Do you want to collect stamps?
No offense, Clive, but that sounds dreadfully boring. What else is there?
Astronomy, bicycling, hang gliding, skydiving.
Skydiving? That sounds like great fun. How much is it to join?
It says here, first-year students must pay £30. Do you want to become a member?
Why not?
My, you are brave.
At the Student Information Office, Annie wants to join the Skydiving Club. She has to give information about herself to the clerk. Listen to the conversation and complete the information on the club registration form in the spaces numbered 8 to 14. First, you have some time to look at the form. Now, listen to the conversation and answer questions 8 to 14.
Hello, my friend Annie is a new student. And she would like to join the skydiving club.
Of course. All I have to do is fill in this registration form. And the cost is only £30 for first year students. To start with, I need your full name. It's Annie, isn't it?
Actually, no. Annie's my English name. My real name is spelled W-E-N-L-I.
Family name?
Gao.
Gao? How do you spell that?
G-A-O.
Gao. Very good. And where are you from?
China.
Nationality? Chinese? I've been to China. Well, Hong Kong, actually. Okay. What's your student number?
Here it is on my student card. The number is 666LCF.
666 LCF. Got it. You must be doing the advanced programming course. Tell me about your skydiving experience. How long have you been diving?
I once had to jump out of a plane that was going to crash.
You've got to be joking.
No, it's a true story.
So you have jumped once before. Now for the record, we need to know your blood type.
Oh, right. I'm A negative.
And we always dive with a partner. Will you be diving together?
Me? Jump out of a plane? I collect stamps for a hobby.
Oh, come on, Clive. Try it just once.
Sure, I'll try it once. But if I get killed, it will be your fault.
Your name, sir?
Clive. C-L-I-V-E.
Family name?
Boddington. B-O-D-D-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Good. Now, when would you like to go skydiving?
We have to do it on Saturday morning. Is that all right with you, Clive?
Saturday is as good as any day to jump into one's grave.
Oh, stop being so melodramatic. It will be fun, you'll see.
Saturday morning is fine. Now, one more thing. I need a contact telephone number in case we need to ring you. Weather conditions or something like that. What's your home phone number?
555-2626.
555-2626? Now, all you have to do is pay £30 and I'll give you a club membership card. Here's some information about the club. You are finished with Gal. Now you need to give me some information for your membership, Mr. Boddington.
I'll see you later, Clive.
I must have woken up daft this morning.